here's a question for you. Why is there such a hatred of Western civilization? Now, exactly what do I mean? Well, I simply mean that no matter where you look, on the news media, whether you look any place around you, there is a disrespect, almost a downplaying of the achievements and the beauty that Western civilization has brought to mankind. There's a hatred that is deep-seated within, I believe, and I think it's true, in the very liberal form of thinking that has invaded our country. We look at a liberal agenda, so to speak, liberal agenda, and what do we see? We see an attack against everything we stand for, an attack against our country, our values, against the church, because that's exactly what this hatred is based on, a hatred for Christ, a hatred for the gospel, a hatred for that truth that was revealed by God. It is a secular, humanistic concept, this hatred of Western civilization. Look at all the movies they're making. What are they doing? Every movie that you see nowadays is an action-packed movie, has some slam against Christianity, some slam against Western culture, against what has been built throughout all of these years, through the blood and the sweat and the valor and the goodness and the holiness and the faith of the people of the Western world. We have succeeded where most have failed, if not all others have failed. Never in the history of mankind has there been such a movement of progress among all things, among the sciences, among health, in the philosophies, in all of the things that surround us. There is this great movement, not only toward the intellectual, but the mechanical and everything else that surrounds us. And in this progression of our humanity and of our lives, we find this rise of hatred, anger against the very means through which we have become a powerful society, a society that is envied throughout the world. And what is happening? We must become like everyone else. We have to go backward, not forward. Think about it. At the discovery of our country, there was more pollution than there is now, because there were rampant wildfires going on throughout all of the terrain in the United States or in the Americas. We have reduced the evils that of pollution and things that surround us in this world, and yet it's not enough. You know why? Because it's never going to be enough. It will never be enough until faith has been completely crushed and it is replaced by a belief and a faith in the state. Take a look around. What do you think this is? What do you think we've got in our society right now politically? We have a messianic complex, but not toward Christ, toward death, toward egotism, toward pride, toward hate, toward anger, towards judgmentalism, toward class warfare. Everything ugly is now being touted as the salvation of our country. Our country was founded and grounded on Christian principles. It was founded and grounded on the existence of God and what the church has done for 2,000 years and what the Jewish people struggled before that to make way and prepare the way of the Lord. We need to look at our past with unfettered, unclouded eyes, and recognize the beauty and the value of Western culture rather than condemn it. Western culture has given us so much, and most precious thing it's given to us is our freedoms to live, to love, to believe, our freedoms to rejoice and to grow, to change for the better, ourselves first. One of the great problems of society, one of the great problems after the Second Vatican Council, was change was seen as its own end. Kind of like what we're doing in our society now. Change. But what is change? It has to be for the good, for the holy, for the better, for the more pure, for truth. If it is changed just because it will be different, beware, for what you will get may frighten. There are so many people I speak to day by day who regret decisions of their past because they made them hastily. We have an obligation to look at the past and build the future based on that past with a respect, a reverence for the past. We have to recognize that Western civilization became great because of Christ, because of faith, because of morals. And we, on the other hand, now seem to be moving away from morals. We're becoming more and more, day by day, an amoral society. In other words, a society that doesn't hold a moral value, a moral principle, except the me, myself, and I, the egotistical trinity, the trinity that thinks only of itself rather than others. Me, myself, and I. See, this is the problem. We must return to a true Christian society. We must recognize this hatred of Western civilization as what it is, a hatred for Christ and his values, a hatred for the church, for those who stand up to speak the truth, those who warn us, the great prophets of our day and age. And those great prophets are the Christian men and women who stand up for the truths that were revealed through Christ, for the truths that mankind has lived and prospered within. We must recognize them and we must reverence them. They are gifts to the people of this earth. They are gifts that we must treasure. We must look at our past and build on the past toward the future. We must not tear down for the sake of just changing things. We actually have a great moment in history right now when all of our values are being attacked and thrown away, when people, good people, are being thrown under the bus, so to speak, when goodness is looked on as old-fashioned, as antiquated, when religion is looked at as flawed and evil. When we look at good people and we search out the mistakes that they've made and we use them to destroy them, or character assassinations that go on from one day to the next. Why? Why have we become a society and a state that rather than look and see the good and build upon the good, we must tear down and start new? What we must do is look to the future upon the foundation of the past. What we must do is we must become more and more men and women of faith who have something to believe in. Because if we allow anyone to guide us without having a moral compass, a grounding in true faith, we will be led astray. We will be led toward egotism. We will be led toward anger. We will be led to selfishness. We will be led to greed. We will be led to hate. Only faith can stop the road that we have begun to travel, this road of hatred of Westernism, hatred of the past history, that has shown men and women not only of faith, moral conviction, but of rectitude, of courage, of strength, of love of country, love of God, love of each other.